Let us pray to God. Father, thank you this morning. You are such a good God. You are such a wonderful God. Thank you for this blessing of being here. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. We welcome you and we invite you on this arena. We say, Lord, have your way and bless us mightily and greatly. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody want to clap your hands for Jesus this morning? I think you can do better. Is this how you clap on a Sunday morning? Hallelujah. Please sit in God's presence and listen to a powerful preaching. I'm excited to be here in the house of the Lord this morning. Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning? I'm very excited to be here. And I welcome the mighty Holy Spirit to be with us and to guide us. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Great. Now, before you hear the word of God, I want you to stand up and go and greet about how many people you'd like to greet so that you warm up. 7 people. And tell them, this is a supernatural year. Wow. Are you excited? I'm excited. I want to see if I can teach you some chants. You don't like it.
We love it.
You like it. Wow. I'm very excited in my spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, are you excited? You look very serious. Ask another neighbor, are you sure you are excited? Because I don't see your excitement at all. Are they excited or they are not excited? Oh yes, I like that. It's a sign of excitement. Say, I welcome you, Holy Spirit. Teach me the word of God. Touch my heart. Touch my soul. Touch my mind. Touch my spirit. Minister to me. Minister to my soul. Oh, yes. We love you, precious one. We adore you, Holy Spirit. We love you, we love you, we love you. You are lovely, you are beautiful. Thank you so much for your beautiful presence. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, in these few minutes. We love you, we worship you. You are beautiful to us. You are nice. You are sweet. You are amazing. You are glorious. We enjoy being with you. We enjoy your grace. We enjoy your power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated in God's mighty presence and tell your neighbor, neighbor, I am not so careful.
I am not so careful.
So don't worry much about me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I declare this year as the year of the
supernatural.
The supernatural. And I think it falls well with the fresh season. So I want to declare this season. I don't know how many weeks it will last. I want to declare it a fresh season. That's a good place to clap your hands. It's a fresh season. Hallelujah. So when we have prayers, they are called fresh prayers.
Wow.
Where are you going?
I'm
going for fresh prayers. I'm having a fresh wedding.
Oh.
This is a fresh song.
Oh, yes.
I'm a fresh brother.
Yeah. We are having a fresh preaching.
This is a fresh
preaching. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. So, I'll be teaching for some time. Maybe 2, 3, 4 hundred weeks. About the supernatural. Especially. But I'm sure other things will come. How you can unlock or enter into the supernatural.
Wow.
Amen. The supernatural. What is the supernatural? The supernatural means above normal. Above natural. Is he saying it well? Is that Setswana good? Batswana. Those from Kenya, how should we say it? The supernatural, or those from Malepole, any of the major villages. Huh? The supernatural will be what Kaswana, those from Serue. Tell your neighbor, I thought you are from a big village. It's called the supernatural, super nature. And please try and get what I'm going to say, because it's just only 30 minutes. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, step number one is you enter the supernatural through faith. Faith. Faith.
Tumelo.
Or believing. When you have faith, or when you believe, You can enter the supernatural. Hallelujah. When you have what? Faith. Or when you believe. Now, unfortunately, God uses this little thing called faith.
Or
this believing. This is this little thing to allow us to access his supernatural power. And that is why the devil will fight your faith. Or fight your ability to believe. So that you live a totally normal life. A common life. A regular life. Yeah. That's where, because when you are fighting, with an enemy who is superior to you, you lose the war no matter what tactics
you use.
For instance, the United States of America, they have something called air supremacy or air superiority. Or in other words, if they fight us here in Botswana, they can demolish us fast because they use air, advanced air systems. Whilst we have a few jets which can fly, but most of what we do is that we'll be coming with guns and they will be up in the air. Finish you and finish you.
Yes.
So if you are going to win a battle with the enemy,
you are
not going to win it whilst you don't have air abilities or air supremacy. This is a major hurdle to go through. It's called the hurdle of faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, have faith. I feel the people this side are a little warmer than the other. Just a feeling. Is it always so?
No.
We are like that. These are fresh feelings. Or maybe there is a lot of faith this side. And not so much faith. Now, that, I tell you, faith. Faith is to believe in things which cannot be seen. Faith is to believe in things that don't make sense. Faith is the evidence of things that cannot be seen.
It's
belief things which you can't see. You don't know. You don't have proof.
Hey.
To have faith. Is to have a mysterious power. Hey. Look at Hebrews 11:1. Look at this one. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What a husband who got Utei Sarau. Wife who got Utei Chi Sarau. Give a pilele. Murutari give a pilele. Exactly. And you know what happened? People around will be, now he's sitting next to two sisters. My God. My God. Tell your neighbor,
neighbor,
I'm gonna have crazy faith. And the kind of faith I'm gonna have is going to shake you. Now, did you know? Look, I would like to teach. That's why I'm not in a hurry. Then I'll tell you stories.
Also.
Do you like stories? When you don't have faith, or when you don't believe, the devil has gotten you where he wants. I have seen so many people living a normal life because they have fallen from faith. The devil has managed to put them in a corner which he wants. Don't believe the prophecies. Don't believe the quiet times. Don't believe the books. Don't believe the men of God. Don't believe this church. And then you are finished. You become normal. And the devil gets you. This is where he wants you.
Hey.
Even some of you, your neighbors are very powerful. But because they look so ordinary, the devil has put you where he wants you to be. Don't believe anybody. And so you start being suspicious. You look at your neighbor, you look at their shoes. You look at your neighbor, you look at their shirt. They look so normal and so casual. The same neighbor you are seated with can change your whole life. The same brother you are passing and you are greeting as a normal person. This person can change. My God. I'm going that side. I'm going that side. Mark chapter 6. Look at Mark chapter 6. Now, Jesus had entered the synagogue. He went out from thence and came to his country. So his disciples came with him. This is Jesus. And the Bible says, verse number 2. So when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the church. And many people hearing him were astonished. Whence this man has this? What wisdom is this which is given to him that even mighty works are wrought by his hands? Verse number 3. And the Bible says, so people began to ask questions. Many questions. When people ask questions today, it's not today questions are starting. Questions. People wonder, Jesus said, who do people say? Some say, there are always stories. Is this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So this guy is doing miracles. This brother is doing miracles. He's doing works. He's whatever. So, this guy, this girl, she was having diarrhea last week. She now says she's a woman of God. All of a sudden. I mean, listen to what he's saying. He says a man of God. He says we should believe in him. She says we should believe in her. Armalatia, she says, shepherd or something. Something. Because when you are with the shepherds, you say, lift up your hand, I'll pray for you right now. Really? Are you sure? Is he really a man of God? Is that really? How is it? Really? What? This girl, this boy, this man, man of what? Woman of where? No. Yeah. It's worse even God sent Moses to a country where he killed a person. Well, so when he came, sir, it's like God sending you to somebody you slept with. And then you can say, that says the Lord. Oh, so now the Lord is saying something. So you used to be here. You used to drink alcohol. Now you are saying that you are a woman of God. This one. This brother. They say he's anointed.
I don't know this way.
This guy is my ex. We used to drink together. So as you are saying this, then you have many people that are having problems. This guy, look, he's not even been to school. He's a carpenter. He's the son of a carpenter. You know, Jesus, his mother used to take him a lot to the hospital. Jesus, when he was 5, he had a lot of diarrhea. The clinic is under 5 card is full. Yeah. He used to cry a lot. Today he says he's a man of God. And his brothers, Rabbi Itziko name. Look at your neighbor and say, don't make a mistake. And miss the power of God which is flowing in my life. You see, even the way you are saying it. Verse number 4. The Bible says, but Jesus said to them, look, a prophet usually has honor. Usually.
Normally.
A prophet is rather not without honor in his country. Usually. A prophet has honor.
Usually.
But in his own country, among his brothers, his fellowship, his church. Look, let me tell you. 3 weeks ago, I went to preach to Swaziland. When I was meet the same guy
here.
When 3 weeks ago I was preaching in the kingdom of Swaziland. I had a royal welcome. A royal treatment. I was preaching people. I don't even touch you. The power is already flowing. So the people were asking me,
hey,
why are you not on YouTube? Why are you not on, what? They were saying different platforms. Yeah, I said, when I reach that level, I'll get it. Because there are a lot of people who are talking, who shouldn't be talking.
Okay, my God.
Hey. When I was in Swaziland, when I touch you, power,
no,
like raw power. Yes. In the streets, not even in the church. They say a man of God is passing. When I lift up my head like this. Exactly. Even you. The day you go to Swaziland or you go to Lesotho. That is why you must force to leave your people. That's what God told Abraham. Leave your people, leave your country, leave all familiar people. Leave the people who know all your stories. You dated this one, you dumped this one, you dated this one, you moved here, you moved there. When they see, say, we know our man. He sells t-shirts. He's a seller of t-shirts. Please go back to my verse. So, Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. among his own kind, even his own house, where he stays. House, yeah, like inside the house. You said, today we are having a revival in the house. You'll be surprised. Now, next time, go to your house when you go to the village. Tell everybody, this evening I want to do a miracle service. You will be shocked. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, do you believe in the supernatural? Verses number 5. So Jesus, he could dare, because of this familiarity, he could dare do no mighty works. Except that he laid his hands on few people. Very few. Kenneth Hagin says it were flus and just a few things. Headaches, sneezing. Those are the things that Elohim could do. And the next verse explains why. Jesus says, he marveled at their unbelief. Power could not flow. Because the people, so the supernatural, the miraculous well is entered by believing. When you see all of us here, God is touching us differently based on our levels of believings and faiths. God is never coming to touch you because you are already untouchable. God is not going to heal you. God says, behold, I knock at the door of your heart. If you open the door, then I will come in. God is not going to heal you based on his power. God is not going to move on your life based on his power. It is going to be based on you and on your belief. And that's why, how come you can be in the church? Or you can be in the faith. And you hear people giving testimonies. My testimony is this. My testimony is this. My testimony is this. God has done this. This morning I received a text message from somebody. I don't know if she's here, she should stand up. She says, I'm afraid. Last week, you asked us to lift up our phones. Yeah. Yesterday or the day before yesterday, I received 17,000 in my account. She says, I don't know where this money is coming from. I want on Monday to go to the bank and ask them, where is this 17,000? And then this one came on her savings, and then on her current account, another money like 22,000 also came. Hey! But we were all lifting up our phones. This one sent me a message. She received over 100,000. Hey! But she knew the source where it was coming from. It was good. The message was good news to reap. When did you receive the message? Thursday. Yeah. More than 100,000. I've been waiting for this money. Look, we know how to explain ourselves out of miracles and out of the power of God. Recently, I hear that a fellowship leader by the name of George, he went to his fellowship. They were doing a birthday party. He told everybody, lift up your phones. Yeah, Dr. George, he was heavy. He said, everybody, lift up your phone. I want to bless all of you. He had eaten cake. The savory meats. Kama shabakata la baba. And everybody lifted up their phone. And he prayed for them. There was a brother, he didn't have a phone. He lifted his hand. So he declared, the man of God declared. You don't call him the man of God. Yeah. Me, I saw something in him. I said he should start preaching. Very powerful. Yeah. When you hear people talking about testimonies after his preaching, you see this power here. Yeah. So about a few minutes, 10 minutes later, this brother, I think he had a small little token. He was called by the police. He said, we have found all your cards. We have found everything you have that you reported. Money, anything, whatever it was. I even posted it. Yeah. About a few minutes later. Not a day after. Few minutes later. The supernatural is entered. But come here. Hit my back 7 times. The way you are hitting, you don't have faith. I wanted you to receive the anointing, but the way he's hitting my back. The Bible says handkerchiefs were taken out of the bodies of Paul and they were distributed to people. You see, the anointings move in cloud. When they say hit my back, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's what the prophet told Naaman. He says, go and wash yourself 7 times. Dip yourself 7 times. You will say, why should I dip myself 7 times? The supernatural world is accessed by faith. It's accessed by believing in the supernatural. In having faith that God is able to perform. Oh, please sit down. So unfortunately, you'll be looking at Mr. Bright. Listen, and you say, oh, this man, I saw him walking. Since creation, there's only been one perfect person. It was only Jesus. Since creation, only Jesus is the only person. Have you read Mark chapter 5, verse 25? The Bible says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. I'm preaching about faith. And had suffered many things of many physicians. And had spent all that she had. And was nothing better, but rather grew worse. 27. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched. Cool. The hem of his garment. He touched. She knew that anointings are in clothes. For she said, if I may touch, but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And the Bible says, and straight away the fountain of her blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed. You know, even the healing, it's a feeling. It's not like she didn't see, she felt. It's faith. When you are here, how live? Believe that God is moving. Believe that God is touching your life. Believe that God is changing your life. Believe that your life is becoming better. Believe you are in a supernatural place. Believe in the supernatural. Believe in the invisible God. That your story will change. 2024 will not end the same. God is going to do wonders and perform mighty and great things. When your story is written in 2024, you will be better than in 2023. You will be better than all the years. If you can only. Believe. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor. I believe. Look at verse number 30. The Bible says, and Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone up, he turned about him in the presence, who touched my clothes? And the Bible says, the disciples said to him, can't you see many people here? Why do you say, who touched me? Verse 32. And he looked round about to see her who had done these things. Verse 33. Then now comes the woman. But the woman, fearing and trembling, and knowing what was done in her, she came and knelt and fell down before him and told him the truth. And Jesus didn't condemn her. He said to her, daughter, not my power.
It's not for you.
Not me.
It's not.
Remember, the power didn't flow to Jesus naturally by diffusion. It was drawn by the woman. It is the woman who went for that thing. It is the woman who came for it. It is her who believed. It is her who fought herself. And Jesus said, not me, not heaven, not your faith. Your faith, your faith, your faith. Your believing. Your faith. Your faith. Cost the supernatural.
What,
you, not me, not the man of God. Your faith. Your faith. Not me, your faith. Not me, your faith. Your faith, your faith, your faith, your faith. That is why I want to prophesy somebody. You can pick up your faith this morning. You can pick up your faith. 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 You can pick up your faith and say, beginning today, I'm having faith again. I am believing again. Pick up your faith. Don't be there and say, God is coming to touch you. No, God is not coming to touch you. God moves when he sees faith moving. When your faith starts to move, you begin to enter a well. When you begin to believe, you begin to enter a well. When you begin to believe in the invisible God, in the unseen God, when you exercise your faith, when you believe in things which cannot be seen, faith is activated. Your faith. Eyes activated. I say your faith. Your faith is activated. 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 This morning, this afternoon, I challenge your faith. Let your faith rise up. Let it rise up. Let your faith rise up. Let your faith rise up. Your faith, your faith, your faith, your faith. Your faith, your faith, your faith. Your faith. I see many people here. You are picking, you are lifting up your faith. You are lifting up your faith. Your faith is coming up. You are overcoming fear. You are overcoming unbelief. You are overcoming doubt. That's faith. That's faith. That is why you must type, I will be fine. I will be okay. It is well with me. I will have peace. I will be okay. Sit down. I remember this story. I remember many stories, but this story comes to mind. One time I had gone to preach in Masunga. Senior school. Those days, I was not driving. Listen to this story. I finished preaching. When I was going, these guys, they didn't give me money to go back. Like many pastors are not given money, or preachers. Hello, pastors and LMs. So when I finished preaching, they asked me, so how are you going to go? I said, oh, I'm going to Francistown. So I didn't tell them. I don't have money. I was using my faith. I'm going to Francistown. And by this time, it's 10 p.m. I finished preaching at Scripture Union. So I went. I left. I walked from the school to the bus stop. This is 10:30 p.m. in the night. When I went there, I said, Lord, I thank you because I will arrive safely in Francistown.
Wow.
But I stood there until midnight. Hey. 1 a.m. Nothing was happening. So it began to rain from midnight. I was holding my Bible. And my Bible, if I tell you, you'll never believe it. My Bible never got wet. I have it, I still have it, my big, big Bible. It rained everywhere I was soaked, but there was no drop of water that came to my Bible. I'm not asking you to believe it, I'm telling you what happened. Whilst I was there, right about 1 a.m., a car came to pass by. When a car passed by, there is a lady from the window of the car. She says, Kabelo, Kabelo is my first name. You also have a first name, isn't it? Said, Kabelo. I said, teacher. She used to be my teacher in junior school. Yeah. Her name is Bunny, in case she's watching online. Her name is Bunny Chibani. I said, what are you doing here? I thought you were a pastor. I asked her, what are you also doing here? 1 a.m. I said, I'm from preaching. And there is no cars to take me to Francistown. I didn't tell her I don't have money. She was with her husband. And the husband says, this woman could not sleep. They were not even in Masunga. They don't stay from Masunga. They stay in a place called Zwenshambe, which is about 30 kilometers from the place. So this woman, not knowing she was heavily pregnant. So that night, from midnight, the baby started kicking away that nothing could stop the baby. Yeah. And then she said, let's take a drive. They took a drive, came home. She said, no, the baby, when we are driving, it's better. The baby relaxes. And so they drove, he drove all the way until the stop. They say, get in the car. I get in the car. I go to the house. And then she asked me, is this a miracle? I said, you can tell me. And she said, I asked her, how is the baby? She said, oh, the baby is fine. So I slept well. Wow. She fried eggs, everything. I was the best student in science anyway. It was my science teacher. And so in the morning I woke up. I dressed up. They gave me a lot of money. I went, took proper car, went to buy new clothes, and straight from there, by 11 a.m., I was in church. I don't know, how do you explain the baby? Tell your neighbor, from today, I prophesy you.
I prophesy you
that supernatural events,
that supernatural events
will start to happen,
will start to happen
in your life, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, some people don't know. I want to show you a verse. You see, the miracles of God, sometimes they don't happen instantly. When you read Exodus 23:25, I like this verse. It says, you will serve and I will bless. Look at this. The miracles of God sometimes.
Ooh.
He says, and you will serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and bless your water, and I will take away sickness from your midst. Look, follow me. Verse 26. And there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of your days I will fulfill. That is, you will not die before your time. This was a problem. May it happen to you. May God fulfill the number of your days. If your amen is louder than your neighbor. Verse 27. I will send my fear before you, and I will destroy all the people whom thou shalt come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs unto thee. They will run away. They will flee. They will kill themselves. They will develop problems. verse 28. But this is what I want you to see. And I will send special animals called hornets before thee, which shall drive out your enemies, the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, that is before thee. Verse 29. And I will not drive out, listen to this one. This is where my little sweetness is. He says, I will not drive them out before thee in 1 year. Some of the miracles. They take time. Some of the miracles. Because you can be here and say, where is the husband? He says, I will not drive them out before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beast of the field multiply against thee. There are some miracles that will come like rain, slowly, slowly. And look at verse number 30. And like he said, little by little, I will drive them out. Little by little, little by little, little by little. Some miracles, little by little, that means there will be improvement. It looks like improvement, but it is not improvement. It is a little, oh my God, it is a little by little. Things are getting better. I'm walking in the supernatural. Little by little, I will drive them out before thee until thou art increased and you are inheriting the land. It looks like your marks are improving. You may never know it is a miracle, because a little, by 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 a little. By a little. My God. Can I prophesy somebody? I see your life is getting better. Your days are getting better. Pastor, where is my husband? Little by little. Little by little. Only believe. Little by little. Where is my miracle? Little by little. Small by small. Ah! Could it be? There are many miracles in our lives, but only that they are little by little. Oh, small, small. May God send you a miracle. May God change your life. My God. No, sit down just 2 minutes. So sometimes you see that it's like these days my marks are a bit. They are up. Last time I got 70. This time I got 72. And then you don't glorify God. Because you don't know. But there are times the Lord says, gather the crumbs, little by little. Things don't change overnight. I will not drive them out in 1 year. There are some enemies, they look like they are stubborn. It's not that they are stubborn. If they look like they are not dying, it's not that they are not dying. Little by little, I will drive them out. Little by little, believe in the supernatural. Sit down 2 minutes. I'm here to prophesy, to enter the supernatural. Some of you have even entered the supernatural, but because the miracles are, oh my God, because the miracles are little by little, it doesn't look like a miracle. It doesn't look like a big miracle. But little by little, little by little, little by little. Sit down. I can even tell you how we built this church. We had 68 1,000 pull-ups in the church account. It was then the Lord told me, build. By that time, I had ordered a tent from Durban. I even paid for the tent. I even did foundation. The Lord says, build. Now, I didn't know that the wisdom of God sometimes is little by little. So we started to build. This place, we spent about 5 million pula to build here. And we don't have a debt. We don't owe anybody. You tell me, this church started 2017. There are churches that have started whenever. That's the using tent. Don't ask me. Don't interview me. But I want to tell you, I saw the provisions of God. One day I was coming, there was a pastor here. There is a lady. She says, we are about to move from here. They were staying behind. She came with a duffel bag full of money. 200 pulas. She says, give this money to the pastor. I said, you can trust me. She met me in front. That money, it was enough to buy the cement for the month. That's why many people don't give glory to God. Because they're thinking that everything will happen at once. I'm here to tell you, your life actually is better. It could be that you are actually walking in the supernatural. Sit down, let me preach. There are some of you who have churches and fellowships. You are discouraged because maybe for the last 6 months only two people were added to the fellowship. I have a word for you. Little by little, by little, by little, by little. Sit down, let me preach. God has blessed many of you. That's why about 20 pula. Buy swara 50 pula. And they don't pay attention to the 50 pula.
Basa ele tlhoko 50 pula o.
Eat le 10 pula.
La ile ne leso.
They don't know.
Gabaitse.
John 6:12.
John kholobotsa leso
me. The Bible says,
Bible
ya. That the crumb.
Kukwanya mafufu.
Jesus said to the disciples.
Jesus ramaruta. Are kukwanya mafufu.
Performing the instant miracle of feeding 5,000.
Mitlola o tsa batho ba dikete tsa tlhano.
When they were filled, he says to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Because Jesus knows, little by little, believe in the supernatural God. Believe in the invisible God. Believe in the God. A little 50% here, another 52% there, and Amakula Hashada Baba. A little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there. I see God changing your life all together. Some of you, do you know? There is a man, once I had a testimony. I was in Bloemfontein. In this testimony, there is a man. He went to the
crusade.
When he went to the crusade, he could not walk. He was paraplegic. He had end stage renal cancer. And had the renal carcinoma or cancer of the kidney. Stage 4. So the cancer traveled to the bladder, to the spinal cord. So he could not walk. He was just there. Now, he went to a crusade. When he went to the crusade, he was prayed for. Just like everybody
else.
But he did not rise up from the carpet, from his mat. So he was wheelchair bound. So he went home. The evangelist says, about 6 weeks later, this man, not to swear tap, so but he felt like, I have a little strength. He felt a small little strength. The following day, That's how he felt. Within 3 weeks, a little strength was coming. Until he told the nurse that,
help me to
stand. Yeah. And then he was standing up. He was doing.
Aleka Santa. Atileka Tipidian.
He was like that.
Aleka.
Elijah says to the servant,
Elijah Aramutang,
go and check. The servant comes and says, there is nothing. There are miracles, sometimes there is nothing. But nothing in the language of God does not mean nothing. Go and apply for a job. No, I applied. Nothing. People are not minding my CVs. Go and apply again. Somebody tell me the date. What is the date today?
28th
April.
Today
is 28th April. Look, this church you are standing on, this is a miracle church. Let me tell you, there's somebody you are looking for a job. Go and apply. There's somebody here looking for a partner, a life partner. Start looking nice. Sit down. So, and his servant says, and he said to his servant, go up, sit down. He said, go up now, look to what they see. And he went and looked. There was nothing. And he says, apply 7 times. Even if there is nothing, keep believing. Even if it doesn't look like, we keep on believing. We keep on believing. Because it is not about us. It is about the one who called us. He that called you is faithful.
Huh?
The one who called you is faithful. When you look at yourself and you do your calculations, it is not so possible. But the one who called, sit down. I remember the servant was going to check. What's up now? This one man of God. Men of God are Zama Hap. Go and write again.
Yao Kwala Hap.
Go and write again.
Yao Kwala Hap.
I made a right form 5 many times.
Right 1, right 2, right 3.
Right, keep writing. Hey. She wrote until she passed.
Her
points,
her
initial points was what? 27 points. Yeah, today she said, you should see her. She's in BSC is called what? Botswana Accountancy College. She's doing one of the elite top courses called EBL. You should see her when she's talking. You should see her when she's tithing. Go and do it again. Go and try it again.
Because God works little by little. God, there. Oh my God.
Hey.
Pastor, what are you saying? No, is it possible that there are many of you, God has already healed you, but you are still going to the clinic? Is it possible that God has sent your husband and you are still sick? It is very possible, because you are not a believer and you don't come. Oh my God, I wish I was in church. Let me go to that side. Little by little by little.
Hey.
Sit down. Oh my God. Oh my God. The Bible said God sent a word into Jacob and he lied at him.
There's someone here.
That pill among my wahao, it is burning in your spirit.
La kabaka.
You gave up too soon.
We need to come buffet for one age.
Do you know when I finished
school?
I went to do standard one at the age of 10, going to 11. Standard one proper. I celebrated my first birthday there. When I finished form 5, because there was no income, I had to go and work at GameStop. Even when I went to tertiary, I was still working at GameStop. Little by little. I'll buy something small, and I'll buy. And there are some people, they don't know how God works. It's called. Oh my God! I wish I was in church this morning. You of ungrateful belief. The Bible said Jesus marveled at their unbelief. Because many people say, I want to see rain first before I believe. Sit down. The Bible says,
prophesy.
Fire happened.
Go there again.
Yo, check. That's why I tell you, one day this church, it will be in England. This church, one day, it will be in Germany. This church, one day, it will be in Australia. This church, one day, it will be in South Africa. This church, one day, it will be in Zambia. This church, one day, it will be in Rwanda. This church, one day, you will hear, it will be in Singapore. This church, one day, it will be in Brazil. It will be in Argentina. Little by little, small by small.
Minda Sumba up Alaba Jatakinama Nandu Shamanzi Kinyanduman the
The prophet says, go and check. When he went to check, do you know what he found?
Why do you want
to? With us, actually 51%. The Bible said he found a small cloud.
I can only ruin.
It came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he says, the man of God did not use the size of the cloud. He says, go and tell Ahab. Move.
Tsamaya.
Prepare to move. Prepare to move.
Where am I going, Pastor?
With a little club. With look at my pocket. My pockets are not deep. They're skin deep. That's how exactly you are the candidate.
Oh my God.
Oh, my
my God.
So stand up. No, no, not you, this man. You look, he's even looking who could a prophet call. He's looking behind. I'm talking to you.
So
when you came to this land, this country, you came to look for opportunity. You were running away. You were running away from stress. And you find yourself here. I give you 3 years. You'll be one of the richest. At my word, you'll be very rich. Because the spirit of prophecy has come upon me. Listen, I want you to pray. Just lift your hands and pray to God. Ask God, please help me. Help my unbelief. Help me to connect to the supernatural. Oh, yes. I tell you, even as you are standing here, the supernatural is happening. Healings are happening. Mighty things are happening. Oh, yes. Pray to God, somebody. Lift up my faith. Resurrect my faith. Take my faith up. Lift up my faith. Lift up my faith. Lift up my faith. Lift up my faith. Jesus. Thank you. Once every head is bowed down, you are saying, Pastor, I'm here. I want to have faith in Jesus again. I want to give my life to the Lord. I want to live a supernatural life. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I have lost my belief and my faith. But today I believe in Jesus. Although I have never seen him, I believe in him. I can see him. Please lift your right hand. I want to pray with you. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I want to believe once again in Jesus. I want to give my life to the Lord Jesus. If you lifted your hand, please come to where I am. Just walk. Express your faith and come. You're saying, I want to give my life to Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I want to believe in Jesus. I want to believe in the supernatural. Oh, yes. Somebody, they are not confident. Come with them and stand here. Say, I want to join my faith with your faith. Let's go to the altar. Let pastor pray for us. Oh, yes. Join your faith with my faith. Join your faith with my faith. Let's go for prayer of faith. Prayer of faith. Prayer of faith. Prayer of faith. Come. Come. Prayer of faith. Oh, yes. Kinela wena ka mi moya chi sa. It's okay. Lift your hands. Everybody here, lift your hands. Pray this prayer after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Jesus, forgive me my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Change my life. Write my name in the book of life. From today, I believe in you. I believe you came on earth. I believe you died. And I believe you rose from the dead. Father, I thank you for these people. Thank you. One person at a time. One by one. From the left to the right. From the right to the left. Touch their hearts. Touch their souls. Touch their life. God is going to use this young man. I sense something special here. Something beautiful. A lot of young men are giving their lives to Jesus this morning. A lot of young men. Touch one by one, one person at a time, from the left to the right. Mudimuak, touch, touch Jehovah. Touch, 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 touch them, touch them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are beautiful. Let this be a permanent transformation, a permanent, permanent transformation in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Father, change this young man. God is setting you free, my brother. Whatever is holding you is going away. God is going to use you, my brother. Yeah. And forgive yourself. Look, God's people, I feel the power of God right here, the power of transformation. Believing in Jesus, believing is what transforms. Do you know how I became a preacher? I came to stand here, and little by little, I was changing. Your change is not in one night. 1 year. You may be struggling. 10 years. But little by little, the Lord is touching you. Yeah. Many of you even forgive yourself. Jesus' mighty name. Please, after church, look at me, everybody. John chapter 1, verse 11. Look at this. He came to his own. His own people. Huh? He came to his own. Verse 12. His own received him not. But as many. Huh? As many as believed in him. John. Is it John? John 1. Yeah. He came to his own. People don't receive. People don't believe. People didn't accept him. But those who accept him, verse 12, says, but as many as believed in him, to them he gave. As many as received him, he gave them power to be called the sons of God. From today, I declare you a son of God. You are a son of God. You are a son of God. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. Sit down. I wanted to pray for people who have lost their faith. They are believers, but they've lost their faith. They've lost their admiration for God. They've lost that admiration for God. The devil has put you where he wants you to be. Welcome to a normal life. Normal life, no miracle.
Yeah.
Miracle free.
Oh
my God. Anyway, ushers, offerings, please. Let's collect offering and go. My God. I feel power here. There are people here. You have been healed already. Just that you can't see it. You are blessed already. Just that you can't see it. Lift your offering. Father, thank you as we give offerings this morning. Bless us and bless this house. And bless our finances. In Jesus' name. Please come and drop your offering here. Quickly, please. You can give by electronic device. Just believe. Believe that when you give, God will bless you. You have to believe. Yes. Believe. Believe that when you give, God will bless you. Believe that when you give, when you pay tithes, God will bless you. Believe. Believe it. Don't listen to the world. Believe it. Believe it. When you give, God will bless you. When you give, God will bless your finances. When you give, God will increase you. When you give, God will multiply you. Oh, yes. When you give, God will bless. Fantastic. May I use your basket, lady? Do you mind? Yeah. If you want to give a special offering, please. What is a special offering? It's an offering that helps us to pay bills and a lot of things. Come, I don't know what you believe. You have 100 pula, you have 200 pula, 50 pula. Whatever is special to you, come this way and give a special offering. This is a different, the first one is a normal offer. This one is called a faith offering. Come and stir up something. It's month end. Tell your neighbor, oh, it's month end. Believe God, secure something supernatural. Oh yes, come and give something. It's called a special offering. Special. I believe God for something. Speak it. I believe God for this. Oh, yes. Supernatural.
Supernatural.
Above natural. Yes. Supernatural. Oh, yes. Oh, now, if you get my phone, make sure you come and touch my basket. Please. With your phone. Believe. Believe in things like this. Believe in things like this. Oh, yes. My God. Believe it. Believe it. Now, you don't have money at all, but you want to give. Come and touch my basket. Touch it. Don't come if you don't have faith, please. Doesn't work. Receive money. Receive money. Receive money. This week, receive money. Receive money. If you don't believe, don't come, please. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have money actually. Fantastic. Glory to God. God bless you. Please, ushers, thank you. Now, just a quick announcement because of time. This coming Saturday at, I believe at 10:30 in the morning, there will be a wedding between Pastor Botshelo Tau and Sister Naledi Murwama on the 4th of May. There'll be a wedding here this coming Saturday. In the morning. Come and be blessed. I believe there will be a cow. Me, I believe things so. I believe there will be food. I believe there will be cake. I believe there is nice. Put on your nice clothes. Tell your neighbor. Neighbor, when you go for wedding, put on your best clothes. Yes. I'm sure and I believe I'll be here next week to come and continue on my supernatural journey. God bless you. Please have a lovely day.